Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. People magazine was on the scene under the snazzy headline, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry go red carpet glam at Intrepid Museum in NYC to honor veterans. The privacy-minded couple arrived at the Salute to Freedom Gala in regal red carpet style. Harry sported a classic black suit and bow tie pinned with four medals and the cross for Knight Commander of Royal Victorian Order around his neck. Meghan wore a show-stopping red gown by Carolina Herrera with coordinating heels by Giuseppe Zanotti. Both adorned their outfits with a red poppy, the symbol used since 1921 to commemorate military members who have died in war. When a reporter on the red carpet asked Meghan if she was proud of Prince Harry, she turned and said, "I'm always proud of him." The New York Post had some questions asking, as the woke media yet again entertains Harry and Meghan, with journalists and editors allowing themselves to be scolded and told how to do their jobs, a nice little scandal is unfolding back in London. "Misinformation is a global humanitarian crisis," Harry said at a Wired panel on Tuesday. It's not, but Harry and Meghan, two histrionic personalities given to hyperbole, always go big, along with their hypocrisy, which continues to mushroom like a nuclear cloud. When will it swallow them whole? Harry went on to say the British media creates news, that the UK media has a vested interest in provoking Meghan's untimely death. The incentives of publishing are not necessarily aligned with the incentives of truth. Truth, he says, so are we to believe, as Harry incredibly claims, that it was he alone who foresaw the January 6th insurrection fomenting on Twitter, that he warned Jack Dorsey the very day before, even though Harry also said he's not on social media, so how would he know, and that he hasn't heard from Dorsey since. The Post continues, meanwhile, back in London, the Court of Appeal just released a detailed statement from H&M's former press secretary, Jason Nauff, and it's a doozy. Not only Nauff says, did Harry and Meghan actively participate in their book Finding Freedom, despite their repeated denials, even in court, that they had anything at all to do with it. They have schemed, strategized, and lied to the media when it suits them, playing the victim card all the way. Harry and Meghan, Nauff said, authorized specific cooperation with the book in writing in December 2018, even though Nauff warned Harry not to put the authors in touch with Meghan's friends, and that being able to say hand on heart that we did not facilitate access will be important. The money quote attributed to Meghan in all this, given I've only ever called him daddy, it may make sense to open as such despite him being less than paternal, and in the unfortunate event that it leaked, it would pull at the heartstrings. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Charles was out and about being the pseudo-king and met up with some of the Prince's Trust young entrepreneurs in Brixton. A man asked him, "Prince Charles, how's your mother?" Charles replied, "She's all right, thank you." Meanwhile, Clarence House has confirmed that Charles and his wife Camilla will lead members of the royal family at the Festival of Remembrance at Royal Albert Hall in London on Saturday night, but the Queen will not attend. Other royals attending are William and Kate, the Earl and Countess of Wessex, the Princess Royal and Vice Admiral Sir Tim Lawrence, the Duke and Duchess of Gloucester, the Duke of Kent, and Princess Alexandra. Charles held an investiture ceremony at Windsor Castle, in which he awarded Elton John as a member of the Order of the Companions of Honour. Introduced in 1917 by King George V, the award recognizes people who have made a major contribution to the arts, science, medicine, or government lasting over a long period of time. Sir Elton said, "I've had an amazing life. Music has been my life. And I got this for music and for work for charity," he said. "So this is just a reminder that there's more to do. More work to do for music. More work to do for charity. And life is great. I'm so lucky." Kate and William have made a tweak to their social media picture, changing the image from one of themselves to that of a poppy with the number 100 on it. The change marked Armistice Day and Remembrance Sunday. The significance of the 100 on the poppy shown in their picture is to mark the 100th anniversary of the Royal British Legion. If that story interested you, get your resume ready. Prince William and his wife Kate Middleton posted a new job listing for a digital communications officer. This role will be part of a multidisciplinary team working together to communicate the work of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, the job listing states. The successful candidate will be key in supporting the official social media channels, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Responsibilities include working closely with the digital lead to drive effective and creative social media activity in tandem with the media and events teams, as well as planning, creating, and editing digital content. The person will be expected to also have strong written communication skills, project management skills, attention to detail, as well as strong organizational skills, and the ability to work proactively, flexibly, and to deadlines. Applications must be submitted by the 14th, so get moving. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Ballast and Dragon. Good times.